This episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship is brought to you by Churchill Mortgage. They'll take your personal situation and find the best mortgage option for you. Call Churchill Mortgage today, 855-LOAN-200, or go to churchillmortgage.com.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I am your host, Chris Brown, and super honored that you are tuning in, whether listening in on the radio at stewardship.com or right there on iTunes. Really, really appreciate you listening in. Our prayer is that this show is an encouragement to you, that you feel empowered, you feel equipped, and ultimately you have a stronger passion for stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory. We're not taking any calls today, but you can always feel free to call in. Leave a voicemail at 866-357-3283. So, Chris, you're not taking any calls. What are you doing? Well, Ramsey personality Anthony O'Neill is back in the studio with us today. A little background on Anthony. At just age 19, he was deep in debt, short of hope, had no direction of where his life was headed. But after a life-changing encounter, he turned his life around. Now, we know who really turned his life around, right? And committed to helping students find and pursue their passions. And since 2003, Anthony has helped thousands of students succeed with money in their work and also their personal lives. And today, he's going to drop some knowledge on how those of us who are parenting, those of us who are guardians, can make sure that our children have the best school year yet. And here's a hint. It's not about the supplies that you buy them. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Hey, Chris, man. It's always an honor to be on your show, man. How are you?
Great. Better than yesterday.
Yes.
Better every day. So let's go. Let's start here.
Okay.
Let's reflect back when you were back in school. Anthony O'Neill, back in school, were you like kind of just had some swag walking through the halls, own the place?
Man, you already know it, man. I'll never forget. I would ask my mom and dad, like, hey, can we go to the mall? Can we go get those long shorts, like shorts that went all the way past my knees, all the way down to my socks?
And you're confused whether they were short pants or long shorts?
Nah, I knew they were shorts, but that was a swag back in the day.
Did you make capris cool? Is that what you did? You're the one that made them happen?
Yes. I made them cool. I was the originator.
That's funny.
But I mean, you know, going back into school, man, I wanted to look good.
Yeah.
I wanted to be fresh. I wanted a fresh haircut. I wanted the latest shoes. I wanted to smell good. I wanted my teeth white.
Yeah.
You know, I really wanted to look good because I wanted to impress my friends who I haven't seen all summer.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't really focus on the what's most important, which is to get my head ready for education and to make myself smarter and to apply myself 100% throughout the school year.
Yeah.
No, I was focused on my friends, on the ladies, to be honest, back in them days. And so, man, I if I could go back to the 18-year-old Anthony O'Neill, I'm not 18, all the way from 12 to 18.
Yeah.
I would have a nice little conversation with him.
Yeah. You had like a super focus on which Trapper Keeper you were going to buy. Remember the Trapper Keepers?
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Anthony,
yes, sir.
Here's a little TMI for you. I had a Full House lunchbox.
What?
Full House. Remember that show?
Full House. Are you serious?
You folks, you've got to see how he's looking at me right now. He is so embarrassed for me.
I really am, bro.
Okay, let's drop it. Let's drop it. Listen, let's jump right in, okay?
Full House?
Listen, okay, shush. Guys, I'm embarrassed right now. Anyway.
The lunchbox.
Listen, I was young. It was middle school. Anyway.
Okay.
What do parents have to do this year to make sure that their kids have a successful year?
Besides the lunchbox,
yeah.
In all seriousness, man, I would definitely say parents, not just like now. If you haven't done this yet, do it now. Mm-hmm. get their kids, if they have multiple, if they have one, get their son or daughter. And if you're married, get your spouse. Or if you're single, get yourself. And I want you to leave the house, go to Pizza Hut, go somewhere that your kids like. And I want you to bring a sheet of paper and a pen for both the parent and for the child. Mm-hmm. And what I want you to do is, we teach here when we teach about being a good steward of our money, we teach by having a written plan for our money. And I believe that while we have a written plan for our money, we need to have a written plan for our kids' educational life. And so there's a lot that I want you to do on the sheet of paper. So the first thing is, I want you to ask your child, what is the most inspirational scripture or motivational quote that they like? You know, and so that needs to be at the top of the sheet. Then after that, number two is, I want you to write down three goals that the child wants to accomplish. So let's say your son or your daughter was a BC student. Maybe one of their goals would be, I want to be an AB student or a straight A student. I want three goals, and up underneath each one of those goals, I want two action steps. And now here's where I really, really want you to focus on the action steps. What are they going to do in school, and what are they going to do when they go home from school? Mm-hmm. So that's one. In class, I'm going to focus. I'm going to listen. I'm not going to be trying to be a class clown. I'm going to really focus and apply myself. Hey, when I go home, since I am a young millennial and I love my phone, I love technology, I'm going to cut off my phone and study for an hour. Even if I don't have homework, I'm going to go back through my notes.
Yeah.
Because what we're doing is, we have this goal, but we need to make sure that we have action steps to accomplish that goal. Mm-hmm. So it's three goals, which each one of them should have two action steps, and then have them answer one question. When they accomplish these goals, because it's not about if, they are going to accomplish these goals. If they stay focused, they will. I want you to ask them this question. When they accomplish these three goals, how will it impact their future? Mm-hmm. And so if they're making straight A's and then they're accomplishing their goals, then they're going to start thinking like, man, if I do this, then I can get a free ride, you know, to college. I could be debt free going into college. I could do a lot of different things. And that's great. Now, here's the thing for parents, Chris, that I tell a lot of parents. A lot of parents look at me weird. But after you get the three goals, the inspirational scripture that they can have, I want the parent to ask their son or daughter, how can I, or how can we help you accomplish these goals?
That's good.
And whatever these kids say, whatever your kids say, you write it down. Yeah. I don't care if you're like, no, I'm not doing that. I don't care if they say something that doesn't seem smart to you. No, what you're doing is, you're showing your child, I'm here for you and I hear you.
Yeah.
Now, when you and your husband or you and your spouse go back into the room, then you all know exactly what you're going to do. But show your child that I'm here for you and I support you and I want to make you very successful as much as we can possibly do that. Mm-hmm. Write it down. And this is, here's the last thing for parents. Pick something that you know you can do. And every single week, ask them. Don't ask them how their grades are doing. Don't ask them this. Ask them, hey, how are those goals going? Mm-hmm. Is there anything me and your father or me and your mother can do to help you accomplish those goals?
Yeah.
And then I would even get very trendy with it. Text them.
Yeah.
Because that's where they're living.
Yep.
So you know it's in writing. So if they come out with bad grades or they miss that goal, you actually have proof saying, hey, I asked you, did you need help, several times?
Yeah.
And so I'm disappointed that you did not hit these goals when me and your father, me and your mother, or your guardians could have helped you accomplish those goals.
Mm-hmm. So when you're asking these goals in the beginning, you sit down, you're at Pizza Hut, you're having the conversation, and they come up with goals that don't really line up with what you want for them,
right?
Which they probably won't.
Right.
How do you navigate that conversation when there's this gap between what you think their goal should be and what their goals are?
That's good. You know, and we teach ask questions.
Yeah.
We have to start educating, you know, our kids by not telling them what to do, but ask the right questions to make them to start thinking.
Gotcha.
Because as soon as you say, hey, now listen, how were your grades last year? You didn't tell them that they need to focus on better grades this year, but you asked them, hey, how were your grades last year? Mm. They wasn't so good, mom and dad. Okay, so do you think maybe we should be working on that this year? Yes, ma'am. Yes,
that's
sir.
Good.
So it's like you're not saying, hey, no, your three goals are going to be this, this, and that.
Right.
Because if they don't own it themselves, then they won't go for it.
Yep.
So I would say parents ask as many questions. And Chris, to be honest, if the kids are anything like me back in the days, it's going to be frustrating.
Yeah.
You're going to get very frustrated.
Yeah.
But you know what? You stick with it. You hold it out, because I'm telling you, as soon as you can get your kids to acknowledge their goals, there is 7 out of 10 chances that they will stick to it themselves.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
Picture this. You have a great job and plenty of money in savings, but you're afraid to take the leap into home ownership. What should you do? Rent or buy? Well, the fact is, buying a home sets you up for building wealth. So if it's a reasonable expense in your budget, you're better off buying. Talk to my friends at Churchill Mortgage to help you build a smarter plan today. Call 855-LOAN-200 or go to churchillmortgage.com/Chris Brown.
This is a paid advertisement. NMLS ID 1591. Equal housing lender. 761 Old Hickory Boulevard, Brentwood, Tennessee 37027.
Well, folks, we are talking with Ramsey personality, Anthony O'Neill, and you're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. And, of course, you can call in if you'd like at 866-357-3283. And we're talking all about how we can succeed as parents with our kids back in school. How do we do that well? Why are we talking about that on a True Stewardship show? Because this show is not just about money. It's about managing God's blessings, all of them, including our family. So those of you parenting, it's managing that trusted ability to parent. It's also with all of our relationships and money also. But today, a hyper-focus on parenting. Now, you often talk to students about their personal brand, their personal brand, and how it's important to pay attention to that. Explain what personal brand is and how parents can encourage their kids in this particular area.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just actually talking to a young lady this morning, Chris. She is 21 years old in college, and she's applying for a Christian job. Mm-hmm. And so she asked me for my advice. I said, okay, cool. Let me go look you up on social media. And when I went to social media, her parents are saved, and they are pastors. And when I go on her page, her brand does not represent who she is. She is a straight A student in school, but her brand represents something totally different. Her brand represents she likes to have fun out in the streets. She loves to party. She loves to do this, loves to do that. But it's not representing who she truly is on the inside, which is a straight A student, a brilliant young woman of God. Mm-hmm. And so I educate young people on, hey, listen, there has to be a time to when you can start focusing on your tomorrow, not just your today, to impress someone today. Mm-hmm. Because the person who you're trying to impress today may not be there tomorrow. Actually, I can't remember any of my friends who are with me today from high school right now. And so I teach young people, your brand is like your digital resume. What you put online is going to be your digital resume. So make sure anything that you put online, it represents who you are, and then it also represents where you want to go, not where you've been. Mm. And so that's what I try to tell young people. Make sure that you're posting the right stuff. Make sure you're not cussing. And so parents, what does this mean? This, again, it goes back to what we talked about earlier, Chris. Ask the right questions. If you see a post, if you see a picture, if you see something on a social media that you do not like, don't jump out on them.
Yeah.
Ask the question. Like, hey, you're trying to get that scholarship next year. What if the scholarship program finds that? Do you think they'll give you the scholarship?
Yeah.
You know, when you ask that question, it makes them think. And they may say, I don't care. That's fine. You just keep asking that question, get them thinking, and I promise you, things over a period of time will shift.
Yeah. It makes me think that a great filter for social media and personal brand decisions, a great verse for that would be Proverbs 29:18. It says, where there is no vision, the people perish. So there's no vision for that future. Where are you going? Yeah. Not where you've been. Yeah. Where are you going? And if that was to be a filter, that'd be a really cool thing.
You know, we talked about earlier about goals. And you talk about, you know, where there is no vision, people perish. And then a lot, when I tell that to kids, that they're like, perish? Like, I'll die? No. Your dreams could die.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not sitting here writing down your goals and you want to be a basketball player or you want to be a lawyer, you want to be a doctor or whatever you want to be, if your vision, if your written plan is not pointing to that, then it could perish. Now, here's another thing that you have to also make sure that even if you write it down, you have to make sure that nothing can get in between that. Mm-hmm. And social media can get in between your plan and to where you want to go.
Yeah.
And so you have to make sure that you're not perishing or your goals are not perishing, your dreams are not perishing because of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so parents, I just want to encourage you, you know, just start asking the right questions. Hey, I seen that post. I mean, you look good, son. You look good, daughter. But do you think, you know, do you think that will work?
Yeah.
Is that going to help you get closer to your goal?
Yeah.
Is that going to help you become a better AB student?
That's good.
You know, when you start asking those questions, they're going to be like, you're right, Mom.
Yeah.
And I asked the young lady that question this morning. Man, I went back on there when we got back to the office, and five of those pictures that I asked her about were deleted.
Oh, wow. That's good. Insightful stuff. Talking with Ramsey personality Anthony O'Neill today.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
Now, folks, if you're looking to sell your home, did you know the real estate agent that you choose has the power to make or break your home sale? I know there are hundreds of agents right where you live, so how do you know which is the right one? Well, first, I recommend finding an agent with the heart of a teacher who has at least 5 years of experience and closes a minimum of 40 homes per year. And that's why we created the Endorsed Local Provider Program. All of our real estate ELPs are in the top 5% of agents nationwide. So if you're looking for a top agent that you can trust with your largest financial asset, make sure you work with the very best. Just go to stewardship.com and click on Chris Recommends, and then you'll click on Find an ELP to get started. And be sure to download a copy of our free home seller's guide for step-by-step guidance on how the home selling process works. Don't cheat yourself out of thousands of dollars when you sell your home. Go to stewardship.com and click on Chris Recommends, then Find an ELP. You want to click on that button that says Find an ELP. Well, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and I'm your host, Chris Brown. Today, we're talking with Ramsey personality Anthony O'Neill about all the ins and outs, great insight on how we are to manage the blessing of parenting students for God's glory. Anthony, got to ask you.
Yeah.
All these decisions and how important they are in every, you know, all these students' upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
How do you encourage students to start taking? We've hit on this a little bit, but I got a funny feeling that you've got some more things to develop here. But many students aren't taking school seriously at all.
Right,
they're just not there.
Right.
How do you encourage them to see school differently and take it more seriously?
Yeah, you know, there's several different ways, Chris. I also believe. That before I believe we can encourage, we have to educate them,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense. We have to educate them on the standpoint of, hey, the caliber of your future is going to be determined by the choice that you make right now, whether you're 14, 15, 16, 17, 12, 11, 10, whatever age you're at, the caliber of your future is determined by the choice you make right now.
Yes.
And so for a prime example, before joining the team here, I was a youth pastor, student pastor over a large mega church in Jacksonville, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a young kid, smart kid. He was a AB, sometimes C student, but he hung around the wrong people.
Mm-hmm.
So he wouldn't go to class sometimes because he was a smart kid. So he can pass tests. He could do homework. He was a smart kid. Well, on this one particular day, his mother found him doing some inappropriate things, skipping school and doing some inappropriate things.
Yeah.
And so she called me and she said, hey, I need you to talk to my son. And so what I did was I actually stepped back. I prayed about it. I said, God, there's a lot of kids who are smart. They just make bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I have never met a bad kid. I've just met kids who make bad decisions.
Yeah.
And so what I did was I took 15 of my kids who were good kids. And this may not work for everything, but I took them to see a young person who is in jail for making a bad decision. It was funny. We was walking around the jail. And I mean, Chris, it was funny. Those kids was like, wow, this is weird. But then at the end of that, we was able to actually meet the young kid. Mm-hmm. Went into jail at the age of 15 for robbery, and he was already 22 years old. And when he sat down with the kids, this thing shifted me. And this is why, like, I'm so passionate about teaching kids and students about making good decisions. He said, "I only have 2 minutes. And the main thing I want to tell you all today is, if I can go back and talk to my younger self, I would tell myself this: make the right decision." Mm-hmm. Stay focused on what's important. Stay focused on Jesus Christ. Stay focused on your education and make the right decision. As a student pastor, I'm looking at those young men and I see two of them start crying, and the other guys are like trying to be strong and not have any tears, but they're looking like, okay. One of the kids who were crying when we left, he said, "Thank you, PA." That was my name short. That was my nickname short for Pastor Anthony. He said, "Thank you, PA." That kid today has a full ride playing basketball at a D1 school because he learned that I have to make the right decision.
Yeah.
And so sometimes, and it doesn't work for everything, but sometimes we have to educate our young people on, hey, listen, if you make a bad decision, then hey, listen, this is going to be the consequences and the payback of that decision. But if you make a good decision, mm-hmm. if you stick to the goals, if you stick to the vision that we wrote out earlier, here's the consequences of a good decision. It's going to be a full ride scholarship.
Yeah.
You know, I teach compound interest, you know, as I travel around. But compound interest is not just about money, but it's also on decisions that you make.
Yep.
Decision on top of good decision on top of good decision is going to give you a return of a good consequence.
Yeah.
And so the more solid decisions that you make, the better your future will be.
Now, you talked a little about decisions and yeah. you kind of hinted at compound interest.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do a little shift here over to financial decisions.
Yeah.
What are some ways that high school students can build good money habits before they leave to college?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Honestly, man, here's the thing. I really want parents and even students as well, if you're listening, I want you to go to your local high school or middle school and ask them, hey, do you all offer, you know, the foundations curriculum offered by Dave Ramsey? Because I'm telling you, that is the best way that I know and the best curriculum out there that is really going to help young people. I wish I had this curriculum when I was in high school and especially middle school, because I remember getting upset when I seen $20 out of my paycheck on my first check,
yeah.
you know, because I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
But if they do not offer that curriculum, man, we have home study curriculums you can get. I mean, it's just great stuff. But I believe that you have to get this class. And the reason being, Chris, is because students who take our personal class, 95% of them leave the class feeling confident in the area of budgeting. 94% of them leave the class very comfortable in the area of saving money. And then 9 and 10 of them say they understand how home, auto, and life insurance works, which is so important
yeah.
to understand just the basics of how to deal with money.
Yeah.
If you're going to go into college and you don't understand how auto insurance works, but you're driving, you know, a car,
yeah.
that doesn't make sense.
Right.
You know, you got to learn how to budget your money. Because as a college student, you're not making $40,000, $30,000. You're living on very tight income, and you need to budget that. And so, again, I tell young people all the time, hey, listen, you need to go get into our curriculum. If not, then you need to ask your parents to order our homeschool study or pick up our Generation Change, which is only a 6-week product, but it goes through all of our basic money stuff. Because I want every student to be educated on money.
Yeah, that's good. When would you say that a student should probably have a checking or savings account?
I would say as soon as the law allows them. You know, different states has it differently. But I do know for a fact, you know, when I have a kid, I'm going to be teaching them how to save as soon as they can save money. And I know we're on a radio show and they can't see me, but, you know, you hear that right there? Yeah, that means I'm scratching money. You know, but I think that, you know, as soon as you possibly can, open up a checking account. And this is something that I did for students when I was pastoring, Chris. What I did was I gave them a prepaid debit card with $5 on it.
Yeah.
And so our give for every A, they would get $5 if gotcha. They brought in the A.
Yeah.
But to get the extra $5 on the next report card, you had to come back with a budget. Mm. You had to show me where all of your money went from previous money that we put on this debit card. Because I've learned that in order for me to reach my destiny, I had to learn a lot from my detour.
Yep.
And my detour was sleeping in the back of my car because I was being foolish with my money and trying to impress everyone. And so my destiny is to make sure I touch every kid and teach them how to avoid my detours. And so I was very big on making sure that they understood how to budget, you know, how to be smart with their money. And that's why I say, hey, man, if they can do it when they're 10, 9 years old, do it and make them walk into the bank.
Yeah.
Make them fill out the deposit slip or the withdrawal slip if they want to do it. Make them do the budgeting, because when you are budgeting, parents, on the first of the month, or not the first of the month, on the 29th or the 28th or the 30th of the month, they need to be budgeting too. Even yeah. if they only get $50 a month for their commission for working around the house, because remember, we don't do allowance.
Right.
We do commission.
Yep.
They're going to work for their money.
Yep.
And so they need to be budgeting that $50.
Yeah.
What are you going to spend this on? Because as soon as you can get them thinking about that now, man, their future is so much better.
Well, tremendous insight from Anthony O'Neill today. Anthony, we appreciate you stopping by the studio.
Man, I love it, man. Can I come again?
Yes,
of course. I'm coming tomorrow. All right.
Well, folks, Anthony will be speaking at several upcoming live events this spring. October 6th, Smart Money in Boise, Idaho. October 8th, he'll be at the Smart Conference in Atlanta, Georgia. We're speaking right there at North Point Ministries in Alpharetta. October 11th, Smart Money in Lexington, Kentucky. And October 22nd, the Smart Conference in Houston, Texas. God, we pray right now that you give us guidance as we navigate through leading and inspiring students to look towards the future and plan and dream and have those goals. God, we ask for your guidance. We ask for your strength. In Jesus' name, amen. Folks, don't forget, visit stewardship.com and click on Chris Recommends. Then find an ELP. You want to click on Find an ELP to get started with a real estate agent in your area if you're looking to buy or sell. Folks, it's been a pleasure. God bless you.